I will be asking some question and answers kind of thing, like how you prepared and all this kind of thing. So you can just explain me about how you started preparing. I think whenever we see in the internet, people see the hype of data science, AI, ML, but whatever the hype they are creating and even whatever the course durations or something, it may not match with the amount of hard work we give. For example, now there is a lot of hard work behind your getting a job into a company, right? So I want that feedback. How exactly you used to handle the things? How much time you used to give? How you used to motivate yourself in this way?
Okay. So honestly, let me tell you, so initially I was a member, I was associated with one of the online training institute, and I spent almost 3 months with that institute. So, but at the end, I was not getting right guidance how to prepare for the interview. These people, they have covered the syllabus, a basic syllabus, I can say, and based on that, they said you need to apply for this, so you can go through the Kaggle data, and you need to put the projects like that. This, but there were no proper guidance. I found that you came there as a guest appearance for one or two lectures. So from there, I got the guidance. Yeah. In only one lecture, I can say you explain everything, that how I will be I need to prepare for the interviews and what happens in the real-time scenarios. So somewhere I thought I should connect with you. And then I joined your BPEC solution. So in that, what I found is initially again, it was the same thing for me, because the basic part was clear for me for the machine learning especially. And then at the end, which helped me a lot, your interview sessions. So in that, mostly what you explain is how you need to be into a real-time project, how you need to work, what client will expect, not only the algorithms or the procedures. So mostly you will be focusing on the business side. So that thing I really it helped me a lot to explain to the interviews. Again, you said how the CMLA videos will help me. So I had gone through that and it really helped. And most importantly, as you're asking me, my experience, how to get a job. So what I can say is, it's not if you are joining, if I am a candidate, if I'm joining any academy, so it's not like any academy will give you 100% assurity for the job. Okay. So what I feel is you need to be very precise, you need to spend a lot of time apart from your job. So if you want to, really want to switch your career, so you need at least 2 hours or 3 hours a day you need to spend on particular project, I can say. So mostly what I used to do is so initially I had a job, but after a few days, I lost my job. Okay. So in that, it was for me, opportunity. I was spending a lot of time on to the project, the deep learning project, machine learning project. And I used to work on that. So almost 8 hours I need in order to get these things. And then I started giving the interviews. So initially I thought I will get into, but things were mostly the 80 things, whatever I studied in BPEC solution, it was the same thing that the interviewer were asking me into the interviews. But most of the interviews, most of the high-end companies like Deloitte, Cognizant, and BirlaSoft, these companies will expect end-to-end things from you. Okay, so in that you cannot say I have done this project and I have deployed it and I have done these things. So they will ask in such a way that how these algorithms will work. If you have done NLP project, so in that it's not you are doing a token and then PF, IDF you will do and you will pass it to algorithm. It's not the thing. Why you cannot pass a word to your algorithm instead of token? So these kind of logical questions they will be asking, and you need to be very precise because they will catch you. Okay. So you need to spend the time. When you are spending a time, then only you will get to know how these things will work. Okay, so most of the time, what I can say is you need to spend time only, then only it is possible.
Agree with you, Chetan. And what are all the questions you got, Chetan, in your interview? You can take any one interview example. And what are the what is the interview procedure you got into?
Okay, so mostly like till now I have attended the 12 interviews. So mostly what I understood is they will ask you the basic questions only, like what is the bagging technique, boosting technique. Okay, and then how the deployment will happen, what parameters you will be choosing, and then what kind of architectures you have used into deep learning project, and what will be like how the CNN will work, what is RNN, why can't you use a CNN instead of like the ANN, like this kind of questions they will ask. And mostly if you are interviewing for the product based companies, so they will like they will deep dive into a specific project. Like what kind of input you are giving to algorithm, whether it is in the form of arrays or it's a form of like the some other format. And if you are working on the time series data, so what kind of input you have, like the timestamps, then samples, subsequences, then again any other parameters are there. So how you will be creating these timestamps, for what kind of code you will be using. And then the basic questions they will check at the end of the interview on the Python specially. So in Python also, they will ask you like, what are the OOPs concept? What is init, initializer? And then what is your class? How will you create the class? Any example in your project you have created? And then what is difference between extend, then the append? So these kind of questions will be there. And especially they will be more concerned about the business only, again, I can say. So they will be asking you the model development cycle, again, CI/CD pipeline is there. And then again, the complete data scientist life cycle is there. So you need to explain everything, like from the starting of the business to the end, like how you have provided the solution based on their problem statement. So these things they will be asking.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. And that's good, Chetan. What about this? For example, normally what I can notice with the learners commonly is whenever we are discussing any math behind the algorithm, they discuss very high level math they will be preparing. Means they may not be going in depth about the algorithm. So in the interview, they're asking in depth math about the algorithms or how exactly it is.
Yeah, right. See what happens. Mostly they will.
This is the kind of which I'll be specific. For example,
focus later, like they will.
Now my question is something like this, Sajid. For example, if I'm going to the interview, they come on, tell me about which algorithm you used for this project. They start with that. I'm using logistic equation. So whenever you are saying logistic equation, the interviewer is going to ask why you are choosing logistic. So you face something like this, and what exactly they expect in interviews in lines of these algorithms?
Right. So in one of the interview, they asked me for the linear and the logistic regression. Like, so how can you do this problem with linear regression? What are the things, like what are the assumptions and the boundary lines that you need to consider while applying the algorithm? Like for the linear regression, you need to check. Once you get the data, you need to check for the homozygosity, heterozygosity patterns, and then the variance inflation factors. And then the other things also you need to check, like you will go for the feature importance technique. And then it's like why you are doing the parametric modeling, why you don't choose the other algorithm. So this kind of questioning will be there, definitely.
So in lines of again and even you know how what is your mindset? For example, you completed the course in order to get the interview calls, in order to update your resume and all this kind of thing. What you used to do?
Mostly like I've done a lot of things, like on the LinkedIn I used to check the profile for most of the engineers, so having more than 4 years of experience, 5 years of experience. And I used to check their profile, what they have mentioned to their the timeline, I can say. So from that, I have identified some of the projects. So mostly in the BigPix solutions only, there are a few projects, which is like a real time, I can say. And the same thing I put into my resume. And based on that, I found the architecture, like what kind of algorithms we can use based on the data that we have. And the same thing, like I have created the business case, I can say, and I like I explain in that way that it should look like your a real business scenario, I can say. So these kind of things I used to do. Apart from this, again, I used to check with the like my one of the friends, like how the industry is doing, like the model deployment is there. So mostly the cloud deployment, how the deployment is happening. So I used to connect with these people because it is like completely new field for me.
Right.
And yeah.
So, you know, in order to get calls, you used to frequently use LinkedIn, now pay all this for how?
Sorry, come again.
Like in order to get interview calls and all this, how you used to optimize it? Or if, once you uploaded your profile, you used to get the calls. Why isn't yeah. Some people are not BPIC people, but other participants who are from other institutes, they are saying like, we updated our resume, but we are not getting our calls. So how exactly the calls and all these things are linked up with?
Yeah, right. So see what happens. If you are uploading your resume, so most important is what you have put, what you have placed into your resume. First thing. If you are putting a regular project, a simple project, I can say, mostly a machine learning project, but this is already a solution which is already created by researchers, and it is not worthy, I can say. So it is very important what you are placing into your resume. That should be like a real-time business, I can say, which is the used cases. Now mostly this your audio data, the companies are playing with the audio data. Mm-hmm. Video data.
Mm-hmm.
So these kind of projects and the forecasting, especially forecasting project, they are expecting a lot from the forecasting, like the demand forecasting, sales forecasting. So these kind of projects are
cash
very
flow
important.
Forecasting, even now they are working on cash flow forecasting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Because because of these projects only, I was getting calls. I can say because even most of my friends, they were also uploading the resumes. And they were placing the different projects. So they were not getting a call. But thing is that when I used to upload my resume, so that time I was getting 3 to 4 calls every day. Every day, I can say. Even I had scheduled
demand
three
forecasting,
or four interviews.
Demand forecasting project, Chetan?
Yeah, right. Demand forecasting.
Okay. You worked on demand forecasting, that project, right?
Yeah, right.
Or, okay.
So mostly these kind of projects you need to place into your resume. Better I can say you need to study what exactly is going into a real time, and then based on that you can put. So the companies will definitely catch you.
Okay. So let me place these points in a proper way. For example, the major goal is like in order to get a call, you want to write projects in your resume.
Exactly.
For example, even though you have right projects in your resume, your resume get picked up. But after that, once they give a call to you, if you are not speaking like a working professional, and if you are speaking like, again, a learner, again, there is no chance of getting a job. So your skill need to be whatever algorithms you are learning, rather than just learning it like what is a decision tree, what is random forest. You need to be logical in a way, when to use this, when not to use this. And you need to, means in order to explain it in such a way, you need to be very confident. Very clear with each and every topic, means you need to spend a lot of time on it. And once you are spending like that, I think you can enable a solution. When you got all this algorithm knowledge in depth, obviously you will be having a good coding knowledge as well. So end of the day, when they are saying you have a live projects, a person is having all this kind of skills, something like this. Is it
right, exactly.
I think more or less they expect a lot of things from a data scientist, I think. So they expect, I think deep learning skill is very important. Now, in order to get into the market, just machine learning may not help a learner to grab it, I think so.
Right. So, see, thing is that mostly like people are confused, like when you are playing with the videos and the audio files, so the deep learning comes into picture. It's not like that, what I understood is, because in machine learning also, or I can say, in deep learning, there are the algorithms like RNN, LSTMs, and the other things are there that you can easily use with the this one, your data sets, like a CSV data set, or the numerical data set that you can use. So mostly what happens, yes. Companies are like, they are playing more with these algorithms, with these CSV data set, I can say. So this is also kind of deep learning only, I can say. It's a deep learning only. So these algorithms are more important. You need to study a lot onto this, because first question they will ask you the RNN. And based on that, you need to explain the complete life cycle, how the encoders and decoders come, attention-based modeling, then BERT, everything, how these things are happening. You need to explain it. Yeah.
Great, Chetan. All the best, Chetan, for your future. I think anything you can let me know, I'll be helping you out in your future. So all the best. Okay. Thank you so much for your time as well. Thank you so much, Chetan.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Yeah, bye.